Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let's praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful, beautiful song. And what a wonderful God that we serve. And we just love Him very much this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. So good to see you. See some new faces we haven't seen in a while. Just thank the Lord for just keep on keeping on. We just love Him and we know that He is in control. And as we said the other Sunday, He is holding this whole world in His hand. And we know that God... that we know our God, the only God. Oh, praise God. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Get you to stand. A lot of prayer requests still going out. Those that are in need, those that are not able to be with us this morning because of whatever reason, whether they're in a nursing home or assisted living or in the hospital, those that are fighting different situations. And we just ask God to touch each and every one. Remember them in your prayers, all those that you see on the screen and in the prayer box. There's so many of them that go forth, but we thank you. We love the Lord, and we thank Him for hearing our prayers. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, my most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for your love, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Dear Lord, as we come to you, dear Lord, we humbly turn all our attention over to you this morning, dear Lord, and want to be attuned to the service that you have in store for us, for your word that's going forth this morning, dear Lord. We ask if we hear it, dear Lord, that it'll just be set in our hearts and our minds. Lord, may we be strengthened by your word. Dear Lord, may we be strengthened by you. Lord, let the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost have a free reign in our service. And, Lord, in all festivities as we go forward this morning, dear Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are sick and shut in. Those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, whether they're in the hospitals, whether they're in the nursing homes, assisted livings, for whatever reason, whether they're traveling for work. And, dear Lord, now we're praying for those that are in need, those that are sick, those that need shelter, dear Lord, those that need provisions. Dear Lord, we ask for you to guide and to protect and just take care of each and every situation, dear Lord. And as those that were not able to be with us this morning, Lord, as they watch on the live feed, Lord, may they just feel your holy presence, dear Lord, and know that we look forward to them joining us again. And to Lord, again, for we just praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless our pastor and his family, Lord, as we bring forth your message. And to Lord, please accept every song sung, every instrument played, dear Lord, just to worship and praise you. Again, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give them a hand clap. Praise God. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, if you would, please join us as we sing, Where Could I Go? Page 345. 345. Praise the Lord. Let's all just sing and just lift the Lord up.
Yeah.
God. Where could I go but to the Lord? Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. That's a powerful theme right there. Where could you go but to the Lord? You know, growing up watching cowboys and Indians, you always wanted to see the cavalry come over the hill. But during these days and time, we just know we can go to the Lord. He's there all the time. We don't have to wait on Him. He's open and ready for us to come to Him at any time. Praise God. We just want Him to be our Lord and Savior because He is our Redeemer. Amen? Amen. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Just want to just ask the Lord just to bless it this morning and thank Him for all that He's doing. Also, as they come up, again, as I said, mentioned this the other day, let's don't forget about the food closet and all the needs. If you have an opportunity, they'll accept any dry goods. And also monetary things so they can buy the perishable items. But we just, and all the other ministries too, the outreach ministries, the ladies, the men's group, so many others. And let's don't forget the teens and the young people that's in children's church this morning also. You know, there's a whole other group out there. Just keep them in our prayers. They're so personal. They learn about the Lord, and it's so exciting. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering this morning, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Y'all happy to be in the house of God today? Going through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break you away. Troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. Every mountain seems too high.
want to testify before I sing, because Sister Brenda said when one rejoices, we're supposed to rejoice with them. And I texted her this week, and I told her that I rode my bicycle 10 and a half miles, but it was actually 11.8. That in itself is a miracle, because you don't understand. I have what the doctor says is Meniere's disease, and sometimes it's hard for me to stand on my own 2 feet, much less balance a bicycle and ride it. So little by little, God is touching my body. And I don't sweat either because of the autoimmune. But I was sweating. Let me tell you, I was sweating. And as I was riding, I was praising the Lord. It was just me and Gabe, and it was such a beautiful morning. And I just thank the Lord for touching my body. Little by little, one day I know I'm not going to have this stuff anymore. That if I'll just be consistent and praise Him, because as I was saying the other day, if we'll praise, we'll see a victory. And I'm going to see a victory in my body. Amen. Worship with me.
The Lord. How many is thankful for mercy? Come on, are you really thankful for mercy this morning? Do you know what it means to have mercy? Do you know what it means to be forgiven? Do you know what it means to not be what you used to be? Aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad we have a forgiving God? One who loves us beyond our ability to even comprehend. My, how we love the Lord in this house this morning. God is so gracious. He's so good. So wonderful. Amen. There's a song that says, once like a bird in prison I dwelt. I'm so glad I'm not in that bird cage anymore, aren't you? I'm glad the doors have been opened. Amen. And I'm not really talking about the sheltering in. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. Came into my life and he set me free. And I am free forevermore. Praise God. Praise God. So good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. So good to see each and every one of you. We certainly hope and pray that you've been blessed. Amen. From the looks of you, you look like you've been very, very blessed. Amen. God is so good and gracious to us. If you have your Bibles this morning, amen. How many loves the Word? How many is thankful for the Word of God? Go with us to the book of Exodus, chapter number 35. And as you're turning, I just want to take an opportunity to thank you so very much. You've been so faithful, so kind, so generous. The live stream, and we give thanks to all of those who have been involved with that. And it's been a work in progress. I can say that, and we're trying to still work out the kinks, amen. But we're so glad to have the opportunity, amen, to bring the word to so many who are sheltering in, people who are not able to get out yet. And thank God that the word still goes out, amen. And thank God for you the coming here this morning. As I said, it's good to be with you this morning, and one mind and one accord, amen, looking for a great anointing and a blessing of God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, if you would. Let's return to the book of Exodus, chapter number 35, beginning with verse number 20. If you will allow me, I might read just a little more than I normally do, but I want to read this in order to lay some groundwork this morning. The writer in 35th chapter of Exodus, beginning with verse number 20, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate, and a spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing, to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your word. Thankful for those who have gathered here this morning, God, with an anticipation, God, of feeling, Lord, an anointing of your. God, I pray that you would rest upon this congregation this morning, God, that you would see to each and every need. Bless those, Lord, who are suffering. Bless those who are sick and afflicted. God, reach out to those who are lost and undone this morning. God, that your mercy, God, is great. God, and your forgiveness is overwhelming. Father, I ask you now, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. God, that there be nothing more than an oracle and a vessel, that you might speak to our hearts this morning, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And we give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus. You may be seated this morning. I want to also read in chapter number 36, beginning with verse number 3 this morning. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men, they wrought all the work of the sanctuary, came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, The Right Stuff. We find here that Moses had just been in a visitation with the Lord on Mount Sinai. Some 40 days and 40 nights, God was intent listening, or Moses was intent listening to the word and the instruction of God. And now as Moses came down to share with the people of Israel, the camp, what God had intended and what God had laid upon his heart to do. And I would imagine when Moses came forth, and he came forth with a plan that God had laid upon him, I would imagine that as there were some in the congregation that thought this is going to be too big of a project. This is going to be too enormous. How can we, a people that have been enslaved for some 430 years, come out into this wilderness and build a sanctuary or a tabernacle unto the Lord? And maybe some thought, what does God expect of me? Amen. But Moses, under clear instruction from God, said, only those who are of a willing heart. Now, I want that to sink into us this morning. I want you to understand and know that I would assume that all of the congregation did not participate. I would imagine there was some, and the Bible doesn't spend too much time talking about those. It spends a lot of time talking about those who are of a willing heart and whose spirit stirred them up. But I would imagine, because he didn't say that they were all inclusive, there were some that sat back and said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to partake of this. In fact, I'm just going to stay in my tent, because this is not where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be headed to a promised land. What does God expect out of us? We had all of this time of being enslaved, and we don't have any worldly position or possessions that we can help. But there was a group of people, church. I said, there was a group of people that said, you know what? With God's help, we can do it. Amen. I'm so glad today there's still a group of people that says, with God's help, all things are possible. We can do it. Those are the ones whose heart, amen, is stirred within them. Those are the ones that have a willing spirit and say, you know what, God? I may not have much to offer, but whatever I have, I give unto you, Lord. I give of my time. I give of my offering. I give of my talent unto you, Lord, because you are responsible for everything that I have. So they begin to come. God's decided that he wants a tabernacle constructed. Oh, listen, folks. That really gripped my heart. In the midst of a wilderness journey, when the children of Israel are looking all around them, and all they see is dry, barren land. Now, God's speaking to somebody. I said, they don't see any hope. They don't see anything to get excited about. All they see is desert and wilderness and rocks and things that have dried up. And they've already been through some problems and some trials. And some have already begun to grumble and mumble and complain. And Moses, what have you brought us out here for? What does God think? Brought us out here to die in this wilderness journey. And they look around. And in the midst of all of that problems, in the midst of all of that dry kindness. God says, I want a tabernacle. Glory to God. I want a place to fill my spirit. Amen. I want a place, glory to God, that I can be exalted. I want a place. I want a people that will lift me up in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the dryness, in the middle of whatever's going on. I need a people. I need a congregation. I need a church. I need a remnant that'll rise up, praise God, in the midst of adversity and build a tabernacle for me, glory to God, to offer praise. Then he goes on to tell Moses exactly what he needs. Praise God. My granddaddy, bless his heart, he was the one that went to the grocery store. He just liked to be out and about. And he would ask my grandmother, what do we need? Let me know what we need. And she would start off with this. Well, we don't need any milk. We've got milk. And we don't need any flour. I've still got enough flour. And maybe you need to get some butter. And we don't need any salt. My granddaddy would come back with milk, flour, and salt. Where's the butter? He said, honey, please don't tell me what you don't need. All you got to tell me is what you do need. Oh, sometimes I think God said, don't you tell me all those things you don't need. Tell me what you do need. And when it comes right down to it, all I need is Jesus. All I need is His anointing. All I need is to place my hand in His nail-scarred hand and know that He will, in fact, make a way. God speaks to Moses and tells him exactly what he needs. This is the amazing part. In fact, all the Bible is amazing, but this is so wonderful. It is so well planned. Glory to God. Nothing has happened that by chance. God has a plan. Somebody needs to know that. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for all of this. In all of this, God is going to get the glory. We realize that man can't do it. Come on, we realize that government can't do it. There's only one source of power. There's only one source of strength. There's only one who can bring us together and bring us out of this. Amen. Almighty God, can you give Him praise this morning? It is amazing. It is amazing that God did. Listen to this, folks. Please understand. God did not request anything that was not already in the congregation. I don't know if you've ever been there. God places something on our hearts and we say, God, why are you asking me? I don't have that. I can't do that. Listen, God only requests of you what you're able to give Him. Amen. He will not ask more out of you or me than we are able to give. So God speaks to Moses and tells him exactly what he needs. And when Moses begins to tell the congregation, to all of those who are of a willing heart. Come on now. He's talking to a group of people. He's talking to a group of people who are receptive. He's talking to a group of people, amen, who are willing. He's talking to a group of people who's motivated, amen, to do something for God. Glory to God. I'd rather have three people, amen, that are motivated, filled with the Spirit, amen, and of a willing heart than to have a multitude of people that are mumbling and grumbling and complaining, saying, we'll never get it done. We'll never get it done as long as we have that mindset. But you give me some willing hearts. You give me some people who stir up in their spirit, and God will anoint that and bless it. So amazing that God only requested what was in the congregation. Now this is the amazing part. 430 something years in Egyptian bondage, enslaved. I don't imagine they were able to accumulate much wealth. Some of them probably just had the clothes on their back, maybe a few little things that they had been able to set back or put back. But how many of us remember, amen,
that when the children of Israel were getting ready after the plagues that God had sent, and after He had changed Pharaoh's heart, and after the Passover, and Pharaoh was ready to get the children of Israel out of there, and the Egyptian people were so fed up with the rulership, they were so fed up with Pharaoh's ideology, they were so fed up with the things that Pharaoh was doing to disobey, they recognized that the God of Israel was the true God. And left to tell you, if you don't remember, they began to give the children of Israel possessions. They began to give them of their gold. They began to give them of their silver. They began to give them of their raiment. A people that had nothing was also all of a sudden blessed with the riches of Egypt. Exodus 12, 35 and 36. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. They borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Isn't it ironic? Some would say that the Egyptians gave to the children of Israel exactly what God needed to build a tabernacle. The only three of you that got that. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it a miracle that God knew exactly what He was doing when He laid it on the hearts of the Egyptians, the enemy of the Israelites? Don't be surprised if God lays it on the heart of somebody who has misused you, somebody who has spoken ill of you, somebody who has put you down. All of a sudden, they don't know why, they don't know how, but they just blessed you with something that came from God through your enemy. My Lord, why do we doubt Him? Come on, why do we wring our hands in despair when we know that God is in control? God began to reveal that to me this week so mightily. Glory to God. Quit stressing. Quit worrying about it. Amen. As I said earlier, God said, I got it. I got it in my hand. It's taken care of. It's amazing that God did request anything that wasn't already there. Now, this is what's great. Love this part. Of all of those of the children of Israel who were willing, I can almost hear some of the conversations. Were you gonna give anything to the tabernacle? Well, yeah. Aren't you? Well, no, I don't really have anything. All I got is just a few little things that I got. What are you giving? I'm giving everything I brought out of Egypt. You're not going to keep back a little bit? No. Naked I came into this world. Naked I'm going to leave it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It wasn't mine to start with. God provided it. I'm going to take it. Everything that God gave me. And I'm going to give it, amen, to the construction of the tabernacle. You mean you ain't? No, I'm not going to be a part of that. Well, that's all right. Because Moses is not requesting anything from you. Just those who are of a willing heart. Glory to God. Where you going, sister? Well, I don't have any earrings. And I don't have any bracelets of gold. And I don't have any silver. But when I was coming out of Egypt, and I was thanking God for bringing me out, you see, because I'm old and stricken now, And so many years I had been in Egyptian bondage, and I never thought that I would ever see my freedom again. But as I began to walk out of Egypt, just as I crossed the boundary line into the wilderness, I looked down, and there was the shiniest, prettiest stone that I've ever seen. And I took it and I put it in my pocket, and I said, every time I look at this stone, it's going to remind me that God brought me out of bondage. He set me free. Every time I look at it, I'm going to glorify Him. Every time I see it, I'm going to know that the past is the past, and I'm on my way to the promised land. And this stone, even though it may not be worth anything to anybody else, is a reminder of where God brought me from. Well, sister, that's well and good, but where are you going with that stone? I'm going to give it to Moses, because he said that we need stones for the ephod. And when the priest puts that ephod on, and he begins to read of the Holy Scriptures, and I'm sitting in the congregation, I'm going to see right there in the border of that ephod is that little stone that I picked up in Egypt. And it's going to be a reminder, oh hallelujah, of where God brought me from, of where God's taken me. This is all I got to give, but I'm giving it all to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Didn't leave anybody out. Those of you that don't have silver and gold, bring the brass. Those of you that don't have that, bring the blue. Bring the purple. Glory to God. Listen, God is an explicit God. Don't you try to sneak no red in here. Unless it was the ramskin dyed in red. He's explicit. God said blue and purple. Well, if you ain't got blue and purple and you ain't got the ram skins that are red, maybe you got some badger skins. You see, God's not leaving anybody out. He said, whatever you have, give it of a willing heart. Glory to God. Those that were of a willing heart went to work. I said, those of a willing heart went to work. Glory to God. Listen, if you are in the midst of a wilderness journey, and you're concerned where your food is going to come from, you're concerned if you're going to have enough water to make it through the day, if you're concerned that some of the enemies from the surrounding areas are going to come out and try to overtake you, if you're concerned that Pharaoh's going to rise up again and come out into the wilderness and you've got trouble on every hand, sometimes we need something to take our mind off of the trouble and put it on something that we're doing for God. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might as unto the Lord. So God knew what He was doing. Man, the children of Israel needed something to motivate them. They needed something to bring them together. I've heard that sometimes adversity brings that type of mentality when we suffer. It's already been mentioned a couple of times. When we hurt, we all hurt. When we're suffering, we're all suffering. But you know what? We don't have to be defeated. Come on, we don't have to be defeated. We don't need to live a life defeated. Now's when we need to raise the banner high and let the world know that God's people is not going to be defeated. We're never going to be defeated. As long as He is the captain, we will be victorious. So they came together. I love it. They came together, those of a willing heart. And they began to bring their blue and their purple and their onyx stones and their earrings and their jewelry and all of those things that the children of Egypt had given them. But you know what? They said, you know what? I'm going to give it to God right now for the construction of this temple. Moses was the director, so to speak. He was the engineer. And he called all of his master builders together. And he called all of his priests together. And they began to take inventory. And as they was taking inventory, people were still coming. They were still bringing stuff. Man, they were probably at first said, you know what, I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough stuff. Not only did they get enough stuff, but they got the right stuff. Come on. Listen, I do not want to be offensive. God didn't call me to be offensive. He called me to bring the word. But I think this needs to be said. Come on. We don't just need to bring anything and offer it to God. Not just some old something. Come on. And I'm not talking necessarily material things now. I'm talking ourself. Come on. We ought to be able to put our whole effort into glorifying and praising and worshiping God. Bring Him the very best. Amen. So often we think about the first fruits. The first fruits go into my bank. No, the first fruits go into the house of God. They go into the work of the Lord. Amen. And they begin to bring the right stuff. And it wasn't so much the material things. It was the willing heart that they gave it and they offered it unto God. This is all I've got. But I'm giving it unto you. And the children began to bring forth so much stuff. The right stuff. And the builders, the engineers begin to look at it and take inventory. Amen. And they begin to say, wait a minute, Moses. You're going to have to restrain the people from bringing. Because the stuff that they brought is not only sufficient, but it's too much. I don't ever want to be in a service where they said, your folks are worshiping the Lord too much. I don't ever want to be in a service where the people said, you people are clapping your hands too much. Or you're testifying too much. Or you're praising Him too much. Glory to God. I never want to be in that place because all we can do is still not enough for the work of God. Hallelujah. But it's got to be the right stuff. Well, it's got to be the right stuff. You know what? When we think about this, and what I entitled the right stuff, we automatically begin, or I imagine we automatically begin, to think about what was brought. No. That's not the right stuff. That's the material things that God's going to use. You know what the right stuff is? It comes from right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I may not be able to carry a tune, but I'm going to sing for God. Glory to God. That's the right stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that things around me are going bad, but I'm going to lift my hands and praise Him anyway. That's the right stuff. Amen. When everybody else around us is naysayers and negativity, I'm going to rise up and say, you know what? I am blessed. Glory to God. I am blessed beyond measure. My God is with me. That's the right stuff. The right stuff is when you raise up out of the midst of adversity and you lift your hands to the Lord and you glorify Him and praise Him, because that's what the willing heart and the willing spirit has given us the ability to do. Those of a willing heart went to work and began to bring forth offerings to Moses. And we know now where they came from and how God had a plan in place. God has a plan for us. Each and every one of us, I believe with all of my heart, only ask that we'll be willing and submissive and obedient unto His will and continue to lift Him up, continue to glorify Him and praise Him. When people's hearts are willing, things get done. I said, when people's hearts are willing, things get done. Things that were once assumed to be an impossibility become a possibility through the power of God. Listen, God already knew exactly what every person had. He knew what they was willing to give. He's not asking more out of you than you have the ability to give. But God knows the energy level. He knows the willingness. He knows the desire of the heart. And anything less is not sufficient. Amen. We need to give Him our all, our praise, our honor, our glory, our time, our efforts, our talent. All of that is God-given, and we need to give back unto the Lord so that God will get the honor and the glory. I remember my granddaddy talking about the building of one of the first churches, in fact, the first church that he actually pastored. You know, it's very symbolic of this particular wilderness journey. Because my granddaddy was not saved as a young man. He was not filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost until later in life. He was actually in his 40s. His wife was a devout Christian, my grandmother. She was a church goer. Amen. But she was praising God and glorifying God even when he was at home saying, you know, why you won't go to church all the time? She had a willing heart. Glory to God. Couldn't the world don't understand that? And he would get on to her. Why are you giving that preacher my money? Because she was of a willing heart. So she kept on and praying. And this is a lesson to all. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you've got an unsaved spouse, keep praying. Glory to God. God is able. She kept praying every time she'd go to church. Pray for my husband that God will save him. And finally he started to go to church with her. And he went a couple of times. She said, I'm not going again. She said, why didn't you enjoy it? He said, I enjoyed everything but the preacher. You've told him everything I'm doing. She said, honey, I hadn't told him nothing. God spoke to him. But anyway, he went on to get saved. Filled with the Spirit of the Lord, became a minister, became a pastor. So he went over to Cedartown, him and about three other brethren. Got a hold of a little piece of land, still there today on Adams Avenue. Got a hold of some concrete block and some mortar. They began to dig the little foundations, and they laid some foundations, and they were working. They worked at Goodyear in Rockmart, but when they'd get off from work, they'd drive over to Cedartown and start the little church. And they began to build up the little block walls, and they'd go back the next day or the next opportunity, and somebody in the neighborhood, somebody had tore down the blocks that they had built up. They didn't have a whole lot of money, so they had to clean. And any of you ever worked with mortar and all, you're going to know what I'm talking about. To save the concrete blocks, they had to knock off the concrete that had dried so that they didn't have enough money to go buy anymore. And they'd lay the foundation again. Come on. They go back, somebody knocked it down again. But they persevered. Boy, it'd been so easy to say, you know what? I ain't going back. They don't want a church there. But they kept laying the foundation over and over and over again. And a church still stands there today. Why? Because of the perseverance. Amen. Of somebody with a willing heart. If they had not had a willing heart, they probably never would have been a church built right there. Amen. Come on, folks. Sometimes with a willing heart, you can't give up after the first obstacle. You can't give up after the first thing that Satan comes against you. But if you'll keep going back, amen. If you'll keep laying the foundation, if you'll keep building upon what God has blessed you with, and keep on with a willing heart and a stirred up spirit within your heart, amen. God will build it. God will build it. Whatever it is in your life, whether it be a tabernacle in the midst of the wilderness. But when people's hearts are willing, things get done. They rise up. They refuse to call it an impossible. They refuse to call it something that cannot be done. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Sister Penny had Trey rehearsing and reciting that scripture this morning. He did it two or three times. Then she tried to get him to say the Lord's Prayer. And he said, no, I'd rather do Philippians 4:13. It's easier. He said, them others are too many words. But if you've got that down, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Glory to God. Why? Because He's going to supply the power. He's going to supply, amen, the ability. He's going to supply the talent. If we'll just be submissive and obedient to His will, people will rise up, amen. They will come together. They will work together. If we ever needed a time for the church, for people all over this great land, all over this world, to rise up and work together. Quit looking at things that hadn't been done and start focusing on things we can do. Amen. And understand, people have different talents. People have different abilities. Everybody didn't bring gold. Everybody didn't bring silver. There were some that couldn't bring nothing but badger skin. Some couldn't bring nothing but ram skin. But you know what? Every bit of it went into the building and the construction of the tabernacle. God uses it. It may look little to you, but in God's hands, amen, it is applicable. He can use it. Glory to God. You might say, I don't have much to offer. Whatever it is, if it's a willing heart, you offer it unto the Lord, God will bless it. Maybe it's a kind word to a little waitress that's been working through this whole ordeal. Maybe it's just an uplifting word. You know, I'm so glad that you're out and about, and I pray that God will strengthen you and God will supply you with the energy and the safekeeping that you need. You know, that'll go a long, long way. It may not seem like much, but in God's hands, it may be exactly what that person needed to hear. But you got to have a willing heart, and you got to have the right stuff. Glory to God. The right stuff, praise the Lord. So many battles have been won when the odds were against. Amen. David had the right stuff. And I'm not talking about the sling and the stone. Amen. That was just something for God. He had a relationship with God. Amen. Daniel had the right stuff. The three Hebrew children. Wouldn't you love to have the faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had? You can. Amen. It comes from the same power source. It comes from God. Whether we survive or not, we know God is able. Amen. Whether I survive or not, I know God's able. My faith is not in the wisdom of man, but it's in the power of God. They realize that they have the right stuff. And I want you to realize this morning that whoever you are, whatever background you come from, ever how long you've been saved, ever how long you've been filled with His Spirit, you have the right stuff. Sufficient and even more than you need to be overcomers of whatever comes in your way. Whatever obstacle. Whatever situation, it's more than enough. Why? Because the Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him, through Christ. I've got to tell us this morning, there is sometimes that it's okay to refuse. Back when I was in school, it was very difficult for me to refuse because I thought if I refused, then I would be an outcast. That I would not be a part of the clique or the group. So sometimes I would go along or whatever because I didn't have the strength or the fortitude to say I refuse. But can I tell you, it's all right to refuse. Come on. It's all right to refuse. Not God, but it's all right to refuse. And one thing that I have learned, and I have to be reminded on a constant basis, I simply refuse to become a victim. Not having it. I may be victimized, but I'm not a victim. I may be abused, but I'm not a victim. Because there is the right stuff within me, which is the Spirit of God, that's going to lift me up. Oh, hallelujah. Going to place me on a solid rock. Going to establish my goings. I will not dwell, amen, in defeatism. I will not dwell, amen, in the I can't or the negatives. I refuse to become a victim. Why? Because we're overcomers. We're overcomers through Christ. Every situation. But it takes the right stuff. I said it takes the right stuff. I want to share something in closing. That if you are one of those of a willing heart, one of those whose spirit is stirred within you, one of those that's got the mindset, I will not be defeated. I will not be a victim. What's the saying? I'm too blessed to be stressed. Come on, we have to remind ourselves. I am a child of God. I'm the head and not the tail. Get thee behind me, Satan. That's where you belong. Glory to God. You didn't give this to me and you can't take it away. If, in fact, you are of that persuasion and you are a solid, born-again Christian, believer in the Word of God, practicer of the root of the rudiments and the commandments and the statutes and the precepts of Almighty God, living in righteousness, striving to be pleasing unto the Lord. And you have that right stuff. I want you to understand that when the tabernacle was constructed, this is where God's mercy and His grace is amazing. Because when the tabernacle, Brother David, was built, and all of those who were of the willing heart saw their material being put together and made, guess who else could come to the tabernacle? Come on, if you got the right stuff, you're not going to say, they ain't got no business here. But they didn't give anything. It don't matter. God's grace. God's mercy. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want everybody in the house of God. I want everybody to be a part of God's holy kingdom. I want everybody to be born again, regardless of where they gave, regardless of whatever. Amen. God's mercy and His grace. Amen. Let me tell you something. I have not always had the right stuff. I had some stuff. But it wasn't the right stuff. Amen. How many knows there's some bad stuff? But you know what? God opened the doors of the tabernacle. And even those who maybe were not a part of it could come in. Glory to God. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if the most vilest, imperfect person in Villa Rica came into the church. He ain't got the right stuff. He don't look right. She don't look right. They don't act right. Listen, the house of God is where they need to be. Amen. I'll leave you with this. The tabernacle wasn't just built for saved folks. This church wasn't just built for saved folks. Hey, man, we don't have anybody turning around and saying, you know what, if you're not saved, you can't come in. You know what, we all say, if you're not saved, you are welcome to come in. Amen. This is where you need to be, because you can change all of that bad stuff for the right stuff. You can get it all purged out through the power of the Lord. Amen. You can be born again, filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can live for Christ, which is a far better life, amen, than the bad stuff. We got the right stuff. Amen. Because greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Those of you today that may be sitting in the comfort of your home, you may be tuning in for the first time. And you may be at the point of you're tired of hearing all the negative things. You're tired of seeing all the negative posts. I want to tell you, amen, that there's something better. Glory to God. There's a better life. Amen. If your misery, if your pain and anguish and all of this loneliness and fear is gripping your heart, I can tell you, regardless of what we're around, there is a Spirit of God that can dwell within us, and we can have the right stuff, the right relationship with the Lord. And we can have a willing heart to give of Him, amen, our time, our efforts, our talent. And certainly our praise. I never ever want a day go by that I don't praise the Lord. Even when things don't look so good, I still praise Him. Oh, it's easy to praise Him when everything's going great. Amen. But those with the right stuff, those of a willing heart, can praise Him when things are going bad. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Do we have anybody in the church of a willing heart? Do we have anybody in the congregation say, yeah, Lord, take me, use me any way you want to. God, I'm willing to do whatever you would have me to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask our music if they would come in closing this morning. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Just want to take a moment to tell you, God has been so gracious to me and my family. We have been so blessed. Could never ever thank Him enough for all that He has done. But I want to be of a willing heart. Let's do probably maybe G or F1. My heart's desire. Jesus, use me. And oh Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the price be weighed, I'll work for you. He's the lily of the valley. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. He's all the world to me. But best of all, He is my coming King. If you need it, sing it with me. Jesus, use me. No, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. The cost be great, I work for you. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning to love you and to thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, for those who have gathered here today, God, and for those who tuned in on the live stream this morning, God, we pray your blessings, we pray your safekeeping. But Father, our prayers reach out to those who have not made a profession of faith, those who have not asked you to be both Lord and Savior of their lives. I pray that this would be a great awakening, God, nationwide, worldwide, God, that souls would turn their hearts to you. Father, I pray that you would bless our land. I pray, God, that you would heal our land. God, protect us and keep us. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. If you have a need of prayer, please come forward. We will take this opportunity to pray with you and pray for you this morning. If you have a need, whatsoever that need may be, pray.